Brian. Thanks so much for taking a little time to talk today. There's still some positives that came out of 2020, and one of those, a pretty good harvest for farmers in your area, the growing season, and you know, good conditions for you guys to work in too. Help me sum up 2020 compared to especially the seasons that came before it.
You know what? You know, the uncertainty, a lot of crops still standing in the field this spring, just people having to struggle this spring to get their crops in the ground in our area. It was definitely a struggle. And right now we're sitting probably as good as we have been in the last couple of years. I mean, the prices have obviously rebounded. So guys are optimistic about that. They were able to do a lot of ditching and prep work for 2021, which is very, very valuable when it comes to next spring. You know, they're busy right now buying seed, fertilizer, locking in their inputs, trying to figure out what their budgets will be for next year. We have quite a few guys that are hauling grain and shoring up a lot of loose ends that they didn't get a chance to do last year. So most of the guys that I've talked to are looking forward to 2021 as probably people in general, just like, let's move on from 2020 and get to 2021 and get moving on it.
Well, and I guess one question I have for you, Brian, on the grain handling side of things, you know, you obviously take in all this grain, you store it, but eventually it has to move somewhere else. Compare it especially to the previous year. You know, is that grain moving a little more openly and freely now? Is, you know, prices obviously have to be a big benefit, but, you know, I think we're finding some homes for this grain to go to. Is that true here as we wrap up 2020?
Yes. I mean, you know, last summer or this past summer here, you know, we had a lot of grain that was carried over and a lot of it was just being harvested this spring. So, you know, moving that grain through the pipeline has been a challenge coming into harvest. You know, we had a lot of crop from last year plus this year's crop. It's very positive that the exports have picked up. So a lot of the grain's being moved. Guys are, you know, with the better prices, I mean, they're moving stuff that they haven't moved for a couple years. And I think overall in general, I mean, you know, having the opportunity to price your grain and get favorable prices compared to where they were in the last 2 years is a big deal.
Let's talk about the agrodome. So that is something that is new to West Central Ag, specifically at that Beltrami location, as you mentioned, where you are. Tell me a little bit more about the thought process that went into putting up this new method of storage.
Well, last winter, we have a 2.5 million bushel bunker, and last winter, fall, with all the moisture and rain, we have a tarp system that would cover that pile. We decided that we'd want to have something more permanent that would allow us to put the grain in and not worry about the weather and the elements here in Beltrami, just to give us a little more flexibility and provide the additional grain storage capacity for our farmers.
Yes. Well, then, you know, what was one of the primary reasons, Brian, if you could expand on that, behind needing, you know, just this much more of storage, and how does that compare to some of the more traditional storage methods that many grain processing or handling facilities typically use?
Well, in Beltrami, we're a little bit unique. It costs quite a bit of money to put the grain, steel grain bins up in the area. So we decided to put a bunker system in just to create and handle more bushels at harvest. The challenges that we've had is just the weather doesn't allow tarps and grain, outdoor grain storage to be ideal when we get a bunch of snow and weather. So we started investigating and looking into buildings that would allow us to kind of keep our footprint where it was. And the building that was probably the most flexible with regards to using our existing round circle bunker that we have, all we had to do was pour some walls, and then it's freestanding. Doesn't have any pillars or anything like that. So when we go in there to unload it using a payloader, using skid steers and cleanup, there's no pillars or any obstacles to go around, which is really convenient when you have a big, large storage building and having that much grain in that building.
Mm-hmm. And if we could, Brian, can we talk a little bit more about the benefits of this? Obviously, as you were alluding to, it was pretty quick and easy to put up on, you know, the manufacturing side. But then, you know, on the elevator side, too, it's easy for everybody who's working there to access it, to just, you know, operate within it, around it, that sort of thing. But really, you know, not only what are the benefits to the elevator, but not only the farmers, too, because, you know, when we get a really busy harvest season, people need to keep moving. So is that a plus, too, that we can have just readily available and really accessible storage?
Absolutely. I mean, being able to dump 2.5 million bushels of grain at harvest, and when farmers are going hard in the fields, you know, waiting and being reliant on the railroads, being reliant on your freight, and you know, being able to just dump that grain and put it somewhere where you know that it's out of the elements, that it's safe. When you reclaim that grain, when you have a tarp system, you know, as soon as you cut that tarp, you need to get that grain up as quick as possible. With the building, I mean, we can reclaim and pull grain back in. We can leave some there. It just gives us a lot more flexibility, and it's going to be a big benefit to our growers in that area.